When the world feels especially tough, I stay inspired by remembering the classroom moments.
Been teaching for 20 years and every day's a new adventure, and I love it very much.
I've always considered teaching my calling, but students have fun ways to remind you why it's your calling.
My favorite year in my 19-year career would probably have to be the very first. I remember kids' names and faces from that year better than all the other years.
From PBS News Student Reporting Labs, this is Teacher Reporting Labs. I'm Emily Hope Dopkin, SRL's Community Engagement Manager.
And I'm Justin Rhodes, SRL's Youth Media Producer. And this episode, we're really shaking things up by flipping the mic.
That's right. Some of you might be familiar with our pilot season where teachers and the ever wise and wonderfully witty Mikes, Mike Conrad and Mike Kaufman, stepped up to host and share their stories. This time, we're really shifting the gears. So instead of asking educators to lead, we're holding space for reflection, for celebration, and for gratitude. It's kind of like an audio love letter of appreciation.
Yeah, and we asked teachers across the country to tell us about the moments, the people, and the students who reminded them why they chose the path of being a teacher.
So whether you're in your first year or your 30th, this one's for you.
My students were doing some reporting with my school principal and asked her what makes the school special. And she said the relationship was formed between students and teachers. And the principal said, "Do you feel that way?" And the student said, "Yeah, I absolutely love my teacher." And that student was talking about me.
It's been a tough year for me as a teacher, but I just recently had a student thank me in his speech after winning the Best Associate Producer Award through Citrus TV Sports Department at Syracuse University. He was one of my first students when I started the program at Clinton, and he really reminded me why I have to keep doing this job.
What is something a student has said or did that reminds you why you love teaching? It's when I see them busy and collaborating and talking to each other and working together and creating something that has meaning and value to them and to us.
You know, listening to those stories, it's a reminder that the impact we make as a community of educators doesn't always show up in the moment, but it echoes. You know, and I think for me, it's that feeling when you see a student get it, that's not just the lesson, but it's the reason, it shows you the reason why we're doing the work, when they realize their voice matters, that their story matters. And that's, you know, ultimately shows them that someone believes in them.
Totally. And I think, you know, what really stands out for me similarly is that reminder how just really that one comment or just even watching students working together, especially in the middle of those like really tough and challenging moments or challenging times, I think it's those moments I think that really stick with educators, and it's really important.
Well, and sometimes it's not just the students that remind us why, right? We can trace that spark back to the very beginning. You know what? Let's take a minute and hear from a few educators when they first realized that teaching was their calling.
When I was in third grade and in Miss Molinar's classroom, she brought such a passion to everything we learned in science, a guitar to play songs to help memorize math facts. She made each student feel like a special individual. And I knew if she could do that to me, I wanted to share that and do that onto others.
I'm not sure anything really ever inspired me to become a teacher. I think I was chosen to be a teacher. It was in my blood, in my DNA, I feel. From the time I was 3-4 years old, I played school. I would line up the stuffed animals in the garage. My grandmother had worked for Title I and would bring me old school books home and an old chalkboard I still remember like yesterday.
I was finishing college. I was also teaching early morning class, and I was also newly married, and I was also working full time. And people kept saying, "Well, you're doing too many things. You have to give something up." And the only thing I could give up at the time was teaching the volunteer early morning class. And I realized it was also my favorite part of the day. So at that point, I decided, well, this should be my career.
I was working at a summer camp one summer towards the beginning of my teaching career, and the staff gave me a rubber duck just to sit with me while I edited video. When I came back to school in August, I placed that rubber duck on the corner of my desk. About 2 weeks later, another duck popped up. No one took a responsibility for bringing it. No one announced where it was. It was just, now my duck had a friend. Throughout the rest of the year, more ducks popped up. Eventually, so many ducks created a flock, and that flock had to go to a shelf. And then now that shelf has expanded to almost my entire classroom, and I have over 560 rubber ducks. And each one was gifted to me by either a colleague or a student. And every time I get a rubber duck, it reminds me that this is the calling that I have for my life. And each little duck reminds me of each student that gave it to me.
I'll never think of ducks the same way again.
I was going to say, I mean, 560 ducks later. I mean, what a perfect metaphor, right?
Yeah.
I think teaching is full of those really unexpected, quirky, deeply meaningful moments, but they quietly start to add up. And whether it's a simple single sentence or a small gift or a memory from childhood, they remind us why we show up and why I think these educators continue to show up. And I just, yeah, I want to thank all the teachers and educators who show up and who shared their stories today. And to everyone who's listening, I hope that you all have these little reminders that add up to your own days too.
Yeah, thanks for everything you do. We see you, we appreciate you, and we'll keep learning from you.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes, happy Teacher Appreciation Day.
Every single day.
Woo!
Woo!
One thing I'll be forever grateful for is how Miss Moore helped me step out of my comfort zone and explore my passions in a safe environment. She saw me grow as a person, make long-lasting friendships, and helped guide me every step of the way. I would proudly say that Miss Moore is one of the most influential people in my life and had a huge part in who I am today.
Mr. Conrad has been my biggest influence throughout high school as I've worked towards my passions. He's more than a teacher, he's a mentor, and I'm forever grateful for the experiences that he's provided me with.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman, for your encouragement and giving me the tools to excel in my career.
One way Mr. Costas influenced me was he helped to really liven my journalism career. He always supported me through the decisions that I took throughout high school. He actually introduced me to SRL, and without that, I would be so lost within my passion for journalism.
One of the most profound ways in which Mr. Winter has influenced me is through his emphasis on leading by example. He is the first to arrive and the last to leave, so his work ethic is unparalleled, but also his human ethic.
Teacher Reporting Labs is produced by PBS News Student Reporting Labs. Youth Media Producer Justin Rhodes and
Senior Community Engagement Manager Emily Hope Dobkin produced this episode.
Editing and mixing by Wyatt Mays and Becky Wandell.
Carolyn Fritz, Marie Kusick, and Anthony Payne are our camera and audio operators. Rowan Obaba, Victor Fernandez are our technical directors.
Approval and oversight by editorial director Marie Kusick and executive producer Leah Klatman.
And special thanks to all the teachers who submitted their stories to us. To listen to more episodes of Teacher Reporting Labs, visit studentreportinglabs.org/TRL.
Until next time.
It's hard to put into words how having Mr. Kaufman as a teacher has impacted our lives and future careers.
I feel like we really grew out of our shells through his class, and we wouldn't be the same people that we are today without him.
I mean, the things we learned from Mr. Kaufman really set us ahead in our college classes.
Yeah, I remember one day during our freshman year of college, we were wrapping cables in our Multicam class. Some of the students were struggling, but the professor looked at ours and said, "Now that's a wrap."